Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. This is the Friday night edition of the show, and that just means that, well, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich, because things don't really change over the week. We do this show 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern, and it's always open lines. Anything goes, from the political to the personal, if you take control at 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with over 52,000 posts. We're literally, I think, two or three users away from 900 users interacting.
Incredible to me.
And, of course, it's totally free at freetalklive.com.
And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So you take control of the phones, otherwise we talk about what we want to. And actually, we need to go to the phones because we do have a special guest, and she's only available for a limited time. It is Cindy Sheehan. Yes, you know who she is. Cindy Sheehan. She's on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great, Cindy. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good today. My first day off since August 6th. So.
Your first day off from protesting?
Yeah, from, you know, the Cap Casey thing and going all over the country in the bus. And
indeed.
I was in Washington for over a week, so I'm finally back in California and getting a day off. So.
Now, actually, the reason I contacted you, because obviously you've had a hell of a career here over the past couple of months doing anti-war protests, and that's certainly notable on its own. But it kind of, I guess it eclipsed over the past week when you were arrested earlier this week in Washington, D.C.
Right.
What was that like?
Well, you know, we knew it was a planned civil disobedience, and we knew that if we sat down on the sidewalk, we were going to get arrested.
This was right out front of the White House, is that correct?
Exactly, right out in front of the White House. So we were arrested for demonstrating without a permit.
So if you, can you sit down on the sidewalk in front of the White House if you're not protesting and not be arrested?
They told us it was demonstrating without a permit, but then we also heard that it's because we weren't moving along.
Well,
so
they ordered
you can't stand in front of the White House or linger in front of the White House. I don't know.
But you weren't charged with loitering.
No, demonstrating without a permit.
So as I saw, what it looked like from the pictures that I saw, it looked like the cops literally carried you off from the scene. Is that correct?
Yes, they did. I just said I'm not going to go because I came here to meet with the president, and I'm not going to go until he meets with me. And so they carried me off.
I see. What was the demeanor of the D.C. cops?
They were very nice.
Really?
And it's really funny. One of the officers who carried me off, his mom saw it on CNN, so she called him and bawled him out. And she said, "How dare you arrest Cindy Sheehan?" And he was like, "Mom, I had to. It gives publicity to the cause." So they were 100% with us, you know. And
interesting.
The guy who buckled me into the paddy wagon, he said, "You know what? The hardest part of my job is arresting nice people, especially when I agree with them, and especially since you're not the one I should be arresting."
Oh boy!
Wow!
Yeah. So they were almost all 100% behind us and very respectful, very cool. My cuffs were a little tight, but I guess if you wriggle, they get tighter or something like that. But they treated us well, and since I was one of the first, well, I was the first one arrested, but my group, we got out of the slammer pretty fast.
Yeah,
the slammer. She sounds like she's done this before.
That was my first time. I still have the bracelet on.
Is that right?
I was number one.
Wow.
But I really believe that civil disobedience is a way to call attention to, you know, we broke a minor law, but we're protesting a major infraction of our Constitution and
absolutely.
And of humanity. So I really believe that.
Considering the attention that you've gotten, it wasn't really necessary for you to do it as far as getting more attention was concerned.
Right,
but you did it anyway because, you know, it was just worth it to you, right? I mean.
Well, you know what Bill Rose said when he was in jail for refusing to pay his poll tax And Emerson came and said, what are you doing in jail, friend? And he said, why aren't you in jail? This is the only place for a moral person.
Interesting.
So when there's, you know, when your country lies to you and betrays you and tries to infringe on your rights, that are your constitutional rights, then it's time to stand up or sit down and not take it anymore.
Okay.
And besides, my son, you know, he took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and, you know, he died for our right to be there, you know, to peaceably assemble.
Well, Cindy, I do have one question for you, because I know we're running short on time here. With all of the things that you've done, with the time that you spent outside of the ranch and outside of the White House and now having been arrested, what do you plan to do from here? Are you just going to continue on the same track, or where does it go from
this point?
Well, we have a permanent encampment outside of the White House now called Camp KCDC, and it's going to stay there, staffed by a rotating, you know, volunteer for until the troops are brought home. And we're going to hopefully have another bus tour starting on the West Coast, since we missed the West Coast, and it's going to end up in Crawford on Thanksgiving, because we know the president goes there for his Thanksgiving dinner. And then we're also starting a congressional campaign.
Interesting. Well, involving yourself?
The congressional campaign, nobody's running for Congress. What we're doing is we're going to target each Congress person in their home district, or each senator in their home district, ask them the same questions I wanted to ask the president, and maybe set up a tent if they don't answer satisfactorily.
Interesting. So what you're going to do, so you're going to have constituents from each district go and physically contact their so-called representatives.
And that campaign is called Not One More Life. Because one of the questions we're asking is, how many more of other people's children are you willing to sacrifice for lives?
Now, Cindy,
of course, is not one more.
Indeed. Now, you've had a lot of support from different political factions in your time here. Has the libertarian groups, they've been pretty supportive towards you?
I hear from a lot of libertarians, but, you know, I don't have any institutional support really from... Mm. You know, any party. We're targeting Democrats and Republicans and everybody. Pro-war, anti-war. We just need to get the anti-war people need to be more vocal and more strident.
Absolutely. And I think it's great.
The pro-war people just need to stop being pro-war.
No doubt. I think it's great that you're out there and that, you know, somebody has to lead the anti-war movement. And I think it's great that you stepped to the plate, because it was about time when you finally went out there to the ranch to camp out. Before you go here, we're running out of time. I had another question for you. Just personally, how do you feel about the idea of just bringing all of the troops home from all around the world, not just Iraq, but from the 700-plus military installations that we have built in all these 130-plus different countries around the world? How do you feel about that idea?
Well, that's what scares me about Iraq and them building permanent bases, because we've had permanent presence in countries for decades and decades, you know, and it really scares me. I think a military should be used to defend the country, not for preemptive wars.
Gosh, what a radical idea.
I know. And then not to occupy other countries. That's what I believe in.
Well, we're with you on that one, definitely, Cindy Sheehan.
You.
And, you know, feel free to contact Free Talk Live if you need to get the word out about anything. We're growing. We're a pro-liberty, pro-freedom radio show. We're on in now, I think, 8 markets. We're starting up in Indianapolis soon here.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're doing everything we can to get the anti-war, pro-freedom message out there. I'm all for defense if somebody attacks us, but gosh, we haven't been attacked in a long time. And even back in Pearl Harbor days, it wasn't really even as they said it was. It was more of a setup on our government's part than anything
else.
Well,
and then when we are attacked on 9/11, it was an act of crime, not an act of war.
And it should have been investigated
inappropriately.
Exactly.
That.
It should have been investigated as a criminal act.
Exactly.
I agree with that. Cindy Sheehan, thanks for your time. Get back to your family.
Okay.
Enjoy your time off. And best of luck with the future.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay.
800-259-9231. Toll free. You can take control of the show and bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
G. Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product listeners have been having tremendous success with no BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success Handmade Body Soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the NoBio Deodorant Lotion Bar and the Handmade All-Natural Soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NoBio. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bio.com today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can also join us online where we get all kinds of good stuff, including the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, archives, much, much more. In fact, what we're doing tonight is we're kind of counting down to the end of our auction here, and we're not going to really focus heavy on it or anything, but we like putting our top banner up for auction on the website at freetalklive.com because we've got an entire column of the site dedicated to advertiser banners. And so we figured, well, let's find out what this top banner is worth. And so a couple months ago, we auctioned it off. It went for about, I think, $125 for a month's time. And actually, we had the guy that won it, EY3 Web Development. He called in last night to tell us that he was more than satisfied.
Get himself a nice plug?
Yeah, with his results. He got himself an extra plug. And so we're doing it all
over
again.
I say you invoice him for that, by the way.
We're doing it all over again, and so we're re-auctioning the banner. Right now it's sitting at $63.50. You can get the top banner throughout the entirety of freetalklive.com for very cheap if you place your bid at auction.freetalklive.com.
Now, if you go on eBay and search for it, you've got to put Free Talk Live all together in one word.
Oh.
Because Ian's too silly to know how to...
Oh, you're right. I didn't separate that, did I? Well, you should be going directly at auction.freetalklive.com. just to make it simple. Mm. So I think that's going to end in about an hour's time, so you better get your bid in now. Auction.freetalklive.com. All right, so we just had Cindy Sheehan on the show, which was cool.
Yeah.
Because she's just kind of...
She sounds just like she does in real life, huh?
She sounds like a very nice lady.
And you see her on TV and you hear the voice. Well, that's what she sounds like.
You know, we didn't have a lot of time with her. She just got done with, I guess, her tour of the United States, her anti-war tour of the United States. Just got home, so pretty much we were talking to her on her first night home with her family.
She'd have given Ted Koppel an hour.
That'd be interesting because he doesn't have a show anymore.
No,
no.
I had to call her up
and she just like, yeah, I'll take an hour.
You know, we didn't have a lot of time to talk to her. We didn't have a lot of time for, you know, very many challenging questions. But
I got to get this idea out of my head because I'm picturing Ted Koppel being all retired but reminiscing about the good old days.
Gone?
And just sitting there.
It's
yeah, it's been replaced by Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Good riddance.
So Ted Koppel just sitting
either.
There reminiscing about the good old days in his bathrobe conducting interviews with a hairbrush into a full-length mirror. Just calling
people. You mean
people
after he's lost it?
Oh, like now, right. I'm thinking. Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't have a chance to ask Cindy Sheehan. I guess there were some more questions that we would have loved to have asked if we'd had the chance. But in regards to her protesting the war, there's been a lot of people that are real skeptical of her.
Yeah.
You know, they I mean, even
bad,
on, even
I would say with the term.
Well, okay, you've got, I think, three categories at least of people that, how they respond to Cindy Sheehan. You've got the category of people that's with her and against preemptive war.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the category of people that are for whatever George Bush does, it doesn't matter what he says. And then you've got some people that are kind of, on the fence, sort of, and maybe questioning her motives. And I find it interesting. We've seen some of it on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Some people are suggesting that Cindy Sheehan, she is just, they use the term media whore. And I just don't understand. It's not like she's selling a book. It's not like she's out there.
She's got to have a book soon.
Pushing. Maybe she will have a book eventually, but even if she was, I wouldn't necessarily object to that. I mean, they're kind of, these people who I'm referring to are sort of jumping down her throat for being the point woman for the anti-war movement.
You know, she's the one who's getting the press.
Right. Well, she's the one who did something. I mean, she's the one who, as she describes it, was just sort of on a lark. She just sort of decided to go camp out in front of the president's ranch. And that's just happened to turn into a swarm of controversy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she had some press before that because she had actually met with the president prior to that.
Not
but that was
press.
About all the press she got was, oh, look, here's this woman that met with the president. Well, now she's become like an anti-war superstar, basically. And so there's this whole contingent of people that are really, I think, super critical of her. Oh, well, why isn't she crying more? You know, some people have basically asked, why isn't
she
more...
Well, her son's been dead a long time.
Well, right, he's been dead a long time. How long is somebody supposed to grieve for? Visibly, publicly, you know? I wouldn't think more than a few weeks. I mean, more than a few months if you're really devastated.
Right,
right. If you carry it on too long, that's when it starts to look suspicious.
And absolutely.
And people start calling you Patsy Ramsey, you know?
Who's yeah. Patsy Ramsey?
The mother
John
of...
JonBenet Ramsey's mom.
Oh.
She still cries on TV. It's been 10
yeah.
years.
Right. That's a woman who's trying to work for, you know, some sort of stipend from people. She's trying to work people.
They kept her out of jail. You know that's where they wanted to put her.
So I just find it really just super critical to suggest that this woman should be, I guess, crying at all of the events that she goes to because she's still depressed over her son's death. I'm sure she still thinks about her son every day and reflects on the past, no doubt. But does she have to show it openly and out to everybody?
That doesn't
I don't think
seem
so.
Realistic to me.
Yeah, I think it's unnecessary. So anyway, if you got some comments after the fact there, Cindy Sheehan, 800-259-9231. And really, I don't really know what her politics are like. I just brought her on because she got arrested for for disobeying the law. They ordered her to move along out in front of the White House, and I just wanted to see what the, you know, the process was like. Interesting. I kind of expected to have a negative story about the D.C. cops. I kind of expected to have the Bush-supporting cops be the ones that arrested her and give her a hard time, but instead, you know, she reported that they were all pretty cool.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a shocker for me. So, there you go.
There you go. Not all cops are mean.
Indeed. 800-259-9231. And I guess sort of a related story. A man was recently ticketed. This is by one of those Bush-supporting cops. Ticketed, pulled over in, well, of all places, Salt Lake City. And it was right after he honked to show support for a group of peace demonstrators.
Hmm.
Well, maybe he honked on a Sunday and disturbed the sanctity of the day. Maybe that's what it was.
Actually, it was Saturday. Harold Henderson was surprised when an officer pulled him over. The officer said there's an ordinance against honking your horn in a non-emergency situation. And I said, what? Says Henderson. But demonstrators were walking from Pioneer Park to wherever in Salt Lake. Henderson says he isn't a protester, but his wife was in the car and she wanted to show support, so he went ahead and honked his horn.
I bet those protesters were undercover cops, and they did the whole thing so they could trap subversives.
It was a honking sting.
That's awfully paranoid, but, you know, you could be right. I wouldn't put it past the cops.
It's awfully paranoid, and Ian agrees.
Yeah, exactly. Police say some demonstrators got in the street and had no permit, and the officer thought Henderson was encouraging those people. According to Henderson, the officer didn't agree with the demonstration, and he was using the ticket to spank those in support of it. Now, I don't know if the cop actually told him that he disagreed with the protest.
Well, that would be a silly thing for him to do.
Yeah. Salt Lake Mayor Rocky Anderson was a key speaker in the demonstration. He says honking for peace is protected by the First Amendment and has asked for an investigation of police actions. I don't know. What do you think? Is it a little out of line for the cops to ticket this guy for honking his horn?
I think I'm surprised that they elected some guy named Rocky. I really just don't get that.
Do you think the cop was out of line here, or do you think this was an appropriate ticketing?
You know, that's the law. It's his job to enforce the law. He doesn't have to do it.
How do you feel about the law?
I think the law's stupid.
Okay. That's just one of the ones I wanted to check on. If you have an opinion, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we go to Kurt in Las Vegas. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Kurt?
Hey, listen, I'm a paralegal out here in Las Vegas, and I was sitting in a bankruptcy hearing today.
Uh-huh.
Called the 431 meeting.
Hmm.
And that's where the trustee invites all the creditors in and ask them if they have any objections to the Chapter 7 or Chapter 13, whatever you
want. Yeah. Kurt. Sell it. You got 10 seconds to sell it. We're going to put you on hold.
Anyway, what they were asking was the trustee asked, do you own a gun?
Okay. It's interesting now, Kurt. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Gun talk. Coming up. Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com, the shrine of female listeners. We have got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. In fact, not just any photograph, it's actually a photo specifically taken for Free Talk Live. But
all naked and stuff?
No, there's maybe only one or two out of the dozens of ladies that are semi-naked.
Oh, I guess I'm the only one getting the good copies then.
Well, anyway, you can become a part of the Shrine Ladies by simply taking a photo with yourself, holding up some sort of evidence that you listen to the show. Usually it's a sign referencing Free Talk Live or maybe Manwich or some other show personality or something like that. And send it in to us at ftl@freetalklive.com. We put you up on the website. We've got one going up this weekend, as
really?
A matter of fact. Yes, indeed.
Hoarding it all to yourself. Can't
no,
see it.
I wait until the weekend to put the
How come I haven't
up.
Seen it?
You haven't asked to see it yet.
I didn't know it was there.
Yes, you did, because I mentioned it yesterday. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So check it out. The Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones. Back to the fun to Kurt in Vegas. Kurt, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Kurt, you were telling us that you were at a bankruptcy hearing?
Bankruptcy proceeding today, which is called the 341 hearing, okay. where you meet with the trustee and any creditors that want to show up at your bankruptcy.
Any of the people you owe money?
Right.
Okay.
So that's
and
procedure.
Somebody asked the question, do you own a gun? Was this your procedure or where?
No, I was acting as a preparer for someone else, and I was just there observing the situation, but the trustee themselves asked the question of the debtor, do you own any guns? And I was trying to figure out what possible reason would she want to know that particular answer for. I mean, why would they want to know, do you own any guns or not, and is that appropriate for a bankruptcy? I was wondering if any of your listeners might have something to say about that, or if they have any knowledge of why. And a bankruptcy.
I don't know. Maybe because they wanted to repossess the possess the gun and sell it, get a couple extra $100.
They're a value.
What are they going to get? I mean, and you have an exemption on your private property, somewhere up to $9,000. So it could be easily covered by that if you wanted to.
Huh.
So what? I mean, and just doesn't seem appropriate to me to be asking whether you own a gun or not.
It certainly seems invasive, no doubt about that. I don't know. Any guys, do you have any suggestions?
I really think it has to do with the value of the gun. I mean, people right. have guns collections. They cost money.
Like if they had a machine gun that was worth $20,000 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, if you had a big collection of firearms, that you, right. Like I've got 10 different guns, I guess they could ask that maybe and say, well
if you said
something.
If you said to somebody, do you have a gun collection? They'd be the more likely answer would be no, even though they might have a few.
Three or four. Yeah.
I mean, you got right. These are the questions that you would.
I think that's probably all it was. I mean, did you feel like there might have been something more sinister going on, or you
well,
just were just
to me,
curious?
It doesn't seem like it's really any of their business to ask whether you own a gun or not. I mean,
well,
you are protected by the Second Amendment, and
I certainly
of course
agree
we saw
with
the
that.
The gun grabbing going on in New Orleans over the last few weeks.
Absolutely.
And,
What if you said no and you did own a gun? Would that be
Well, no, this guy did actually own a gun.
Yeah.
He just admitted it freely. He says, well, yeah, I own a gun.
Well, where did the conversation go from there once
he
found out
actually,
he had a gun?
Actually, the trustee then dropped it at that point.
Huh.
And they just—it's like they were taking a poll: Do you own a gun or do you not? Are you a possible threat to society because you own it? I, you know, in the dark recesses of my mind, I was thinking that they were trying to find out who owns a gun, who doesn't, when it's really none of their business.
I don't know. It seems strange. I mean, if you're going to be cooperating with bankruptcy, I mean, if you filed for bankruptcy, it's not like you're going to be shooting the repo man when he comes to get your car. I mean. You're kind of going through the system. You're going through the legitimate channels. So I don't think that was one of the concerns. A good question, Kurt. I think
yeah, if anybody has an answer out there.
I think it's probably just a valuation issue. Good call. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231 to Johnson in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo in Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk to you about your comments about how you were surprised or whatever. You thought it was nice that the cops were all cool. Gotta have to disagree.
What do you mean? You're talking about with Cindy Sheehan. We had Cindy Sheehan on the show earlier. She described her treatment by the D.C. cops as relatively benign.
Well, you guys talked about how you were kind of happy. Like, you sounded like you were all reacting, though. Like, we're happy that, you know, hey, it's cool. The cops were all, you know, buddy-buddy. I'm going to disagree about being happy about that.
I don't know if I was necessarily... happy. I think it was just pleasing, as opposed to them, you know, putting a nightstick to her head. I think it was the most the best turn of events, as far as if you're going to be arrested, to have some cops that are going to treat you semi decently, as opposed to beating you into the ground.
Okay.
Or something.
I think it's good that they treated her decently. I'm not going to disagree about that. The part that bothers me about the whole situation is that the cops were like, "Yeah, well, we agree with you, and we're arresting the wrong people, but we're arresting you anyway."
Yeah, we didn't really have time to go into the details on that point. Yes, you're right. Obviously, it was an example of some what could have been good cops enforcing something they didn't believe in. That's what you're pointing out.
And it seems like that happens like all the time. Like, all these cops are out there, and who knows how many of these cops are following orders and doing things constantly that they just disagree with.
Well,
I
don't...
look at that. You're one step away from being a Nazi.
Yes, you're absolutely right, although I have to say that comparing the different kinds of cops out there, I would say that those cops, the ones that are sort of begrudgingly following orders, would be more likely to question more serious orders, like gun confiscations and things like that. For instance, there's definitely a sect of cops out there that will follow any order without question, and I think those are really the ones that we need to be concerned with. For instance, let me give an example. I go out to dinner from time to time with my fiancé. Family, and her sister, my fiance's sister, is training right now to be a cop. So I always have interesting questions for her since she's in the midst of the cop training class. And it was right after Hurricane Katrina and all the damage and the gun confiscation. So I asked her, I said, if you were called up to New Orleans to help out and you were given the orders to confiscate weapons, would you do it? And she said she absolutely would. She had no compunction at all in regards to confiscating people's weapons. She didn't make any excuses for herself. She didn't bother to try justifying it constitutionally at all. In fact, I even turned to her fiancé and I asked him, because I know he has some guns. I said, if she came to you and demanded that you give up your guns, would you? And he said, no. So I said, you got a bit of a conflict of interest there, don't you? I mean, she's willing to confiscate guns, but her own fiancé wouldn't want to give it to her. In fact, her own fiancé went so far as to basically say he'd give it to her bullets first.
Yeah, exactly.
I think those are the real cops we need to be concerned with. I think those other guys that are just sort of begrudgingly following orders would be more likely to refuse to follow bad
orders. And I know you've read the Stanford experiment like I have, and I think it's the ones that are the begrudgingly following the orders that are even more of a problem. Because those are the ones who know that they're doing wrong, and they're going to do it anyway. You know,
I guess all we can do is just hope that they have a breaking point.
Hopefully. I don't think that they do. If the Stanford experiment is any sort of an example of, you know, human behavior and how people will react under those types of situations.
Stanford experiment, by the way, is the Stanford prison experiment. If you've got, I recommend
everyone Google that.
Is this the electroshock one?
No, negative. It's
prison guards.
It's prison guards. They took college kids, just regular college kids, then they assigned like 15 of them to be guards and 15 of them to be inmates. and it was just amazing, the study. They just fell right into their roles. They had intended on making it last like 3 weeks, and they had to cut it short after 5 days because things were getting dangerous in the fake prison that they had created. I mean,
wow.
If you've got 45 minutes to an hour to read about this, go Google Stanford Prison Experiment, and you'll be blown away. Thanks for the call, Johnson. 800-259-9231. Clayton's in Florida, and his dad has banned him from his own house. We're going to come back. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. Conversely, where oxygen is deficient, disease thrives. With atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dipping as low as 10% in today's indoor and urban environments, is it any wonder we have so much chronic disease to deal with? Most of us are oxygen deficient and don't even know it. Without sufficient oxygen, both our physical and mental health will deteriorate. Clearly, increasing the body's oxygen without negative side effects is critical to achieving good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. To learn more about safely increasing your body's oxygen level, click the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Friday night edition of the show, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. 800-259-9231, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website, totally free. You don't have to log in or provide us any contact info or anything like that. It's right there. Grab them up. In fact, scroll down past day six, and you'll find the link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with literally months worth of the show. All of it is free, the way it should be. freetalklive.com. So let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to Clayton in Florida. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hello, guys.
What's up?
Hey, as you know, last night, Ian, I was talking father, and he pretty much told me, until I can respect authority, not to bother coming around his...
Okay, are you on a cell phone, Clayton?
Yes, I am.
All right, it's kind of spotting out a little bit. You were talking to your father. He said, if you can't respect authority, what?
Pretty much, don't bother coming around anymore.
What precipitated this?
Well, originally, he had called me. I'm from Illinois, and he calls me, and he goes, you know, have you got on unemployment yet? And I just kind of chuckled and said, no. He asked, well, why not? And I pretty much explained to him that I'm not going to be one of those people, no matter how much I need it, that's going to depend on some type of government, quote-unquote, service.
I think that's honorable.
I honestly do not care how bad it gets. I will go to begging on the corner before I go to the unemployment office.
Well, it wouldn't be the last time a veteran begged on the corner, that's for sure. You are, by the way, a former airman.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And
hopefully you saved a little bit of your money during your time in the military.
I actually did. Okay. I actually did. I'm sitting pretty good, but he came up with this. He said, well, you pay, so I shouldn't, you know, you just...
Go outside, man. It's, cell phone's bad. He said, basically, you paid in, you should be able to cash in, right?
Right. Can you get me okay now?
It's better. It's tolerable at the moment. Keep going.
Okay. And I asked him, I started talking about Social Security and everything else and about different programs that the government has that will end up running out and are failing.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that are on welfare, you know, leeching from my taxes, and I told him, if I'm not going to be able to pull out what I put in, then why even bother? It's a broken system.
Okay.
And we started talking about other programs and stuff, and we eventually got on to the New London case and everything, and I told him I don't think it's right. He says, well, I don't think it's right either, but until, you know, something happens in our hometown, I'm from a little bitty town of 1,900 white people in the middle of a cornfield in Illinois.
Yeah.
So his view of the world is this little bitty town, and he's saying until anything happens there, he really doesn't care.
You know, I'm from a little town of about 1,900 white people in a cornfield in Illinois. Sounds like, I don't know, your dad sounds like some of the people that I kind of grew up around.
You're from Tennessee, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm from down by Decatur.
Oh, wow. Well, holy crap, that's
it's
amazing.
Family reunion time.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live.
Cue the banjos.
So he don't care. So as long as everybody else in the country is getting their property confiscated, as long as those eminent domain types don't come near his town, then he's totally okay with it.
Pretty much.
And he pretty much, what does he believe that the, does he believe the people should abide by the court's order, that they should give up their property?
Well, another thing we got into was government control and too much government, and I told him, I think it's bull to follow bad rules, to follow bad laws. I mean, mm-hmm. I understand you have to follow some laws because they're there for your protection, for your safety, for other safety of other people, but I don't see it fit for me to have to follow bad rules or bad orders like I had to in the military.
Indeed.
And he went off the deep end about how I should learn to respect authority and I should learn to follow the rules and respect the government and all this other crap. And
Is he former military?
No, he's not.
How interesting.
He's not. He actually works for Caterpillar.
Huh. And so at what point did it totally blow up and he demanded that you never come to his house again?
I told him I don't think it's right, and he told me I was being closed-minded, and he said, well, I don't know if I should blame myself or not. And I said, no, you raised me to be an open-minded person, and that's what I'm doing. I'm basing my views and my thoughts on the politics of the government on what you raised me to do.
Right.
And he goes, well, you know, I don't know. And I said, well, how would you feel if the government just came in and tore out your entire block and said, yeah, we're going to build a Target there? He goes, well, I don't see that happening. Like, so that's not the point. The point is that it's happening. And he kept going on about, well, you should learn to respect authority and all this other crap. And if you don't respect the government's authority, what makes me think that you're going to respect my authority and you shouldn't come around anymore? And I
was
like, whatever.
That's pretty hardcore. I mean, had you had conflicts like this before in the past?
We've always not seen eye to eye about stuff. And he pretty much just...
Now, you'll respect his authority, right? I mean, you're not going to come around without, you're not going to go around his house disobeying him, are you?
If he's going to be that narrow-minded about everything, I don't want to deal with him. Why should I?
Well, you see, you can respect his authority so long as he's on his own property. Then he's got authority over you. He's got authority over his own property. But as far as respecting authority and all that whole idea, I don't respect any authority. I don't think that anybody has authority over me because I didn't grant them to have authority over me. And so I'm totally with you, Clayton, and I think it's, you know, hey, leave them behind. Leave the leave your family members in the dust if they can't see things the way that you can, as far as I'm concerned.
I have to disagree.
What do you mean, disagree?
Nah.
You'd have bowed down to your father's wishes in this case?
No, I'd just ignore it.
What, you'd go on his property after he ordered you not to?
It wasn't an order. It wasn't an order. He didn't, like, point a gun at him and say no.
Clayton, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Should you respect authority? 800-259-9231. Your comments.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades. The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health. It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves if you want to. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got updates for you if you want to be clued in to the latest about the show whenever there's some sort of news about Free Talk Live. You'll be one of the first people to know if you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. So, we just got off the phone with Clayton, and Clayton's former military, just got out of the Air Force, I think discharged from the Air Force, and he hasn't gotten a job yet. He was talking with his dad on the phone, and they got onto politics. Things got a little bit heated, and Dad came out and said, "You need to have more respect for authority." And Clayton basically said, "Well, no,
I don't want to go jump in a lake.
Yeah, I don't want to obey bad laws." And as a matter of fact, I think it was Martin Luther King. I'm paraphrasing here. I believe he said something like, "It is the duty of a good American to disobey bad laws." So I'm totally on Clayton's side on that one. But man, which you kind of, you felt a little differently.
Well, I turned on him in the end, if you might say. No,
you're just a daddy's boy, aren't you?
You know, the thing is you got family in this world, and you don't have much else.
Uh-huh.
My best friend, I've known for 6 years. My mother, 34.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me you shouldn't just go tossing family relationships out over some silly political conversation.
Well, okay, fine, but if you were on the
and
phone...
I didn't feel like his dad told him he wasn't allowed to come over to his house. I heard that his dad was just angry and huffy. And, by the way,
I'm sure his dad will take Clayton's side.
And right. If the dad... I've seen a few instances in life where you got a jerk on one side and a really nice guy on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I'm the really nice guy and the other guy's the jerk.
Yeah, sure. Perception is everything.
But usually when I'm watching...
Have you not listened to this show before?
Usually when I'm watching an argument, I see two jerks.
Uh-huh.
And, I just got to hear Clayton's side of the story.
Well, obviously we don't know how tactful Clayton was with this conversation. We weren't there to witness it, so certainly we're taking his word for it. But let's imagine that you were in a situation with your mom, Manwich, and you were on the phone with her, and she started telling you that you should be respecting authority more often. And if you don't start respecting authority, you're not allowed to come over to her house. What would you do? Or would you say, okay, Mom, I'll start following all of the laws, even though I don't like them, and I'll start giving all the respect. I'll start respecting all of the so-called authority.
If she started laying down rules like that,
yeah.
I would see that she's way too emotionally involved in the conversation, and that I've done a very bad job of convincing her of liberty arguments,
yeah.
A really bad job of convincing her of liberty arguments,
okay.
And I'm going to derail the conversation, and I'm going to start talking about other stuff. And the next time I talk to her, she'll have forgotten about it.
Okay, good point. So you wouldn't actually give up your principles to make your mom feel better. You just kind of dodge and avoid and pull away from any sort of finishing of the conversation.
And then rely on her senility to smooth things over later.
That's how people are.
You manipulative salesman bastard, you. So I think
that's what happens when your son is an advertising executive.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I just wanted to clarify that, Manwich, because I think that in regards to authority, I think you have to grant authority before anybody can have it over you, number one. I mean, that's outlined in the founding documents of this nation. And then also, in regards to respect, I think respect needs to be earned. And I don't care how old you are. I think age, you certainly get wisdom with age and experience with age, no doubt about it. But respect you have to earn, no matter how old you are. And if you haven't earned it, then take a hike, as far as I'm concerned. 800-259-9231.
I don't know about that wisdom with age thing.
I've got a related story for
okay.
later.
Okay, related story for hour number two coming up. This is your show. You can take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. Respected authority.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.